WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.
Morris Options, conversations with WikiLeaks. I'm Elliot Francis. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is urging GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore to step aside in the wake of another sexual misconduct allegation. Correspondent Brianna Keeler.
Expelling him is a very real possibility, and that is what Senator Cory Gardner, who, keep in mind, he is the head of the campaign arm for Republican senators. He's got his eye on the midterm election. He's certainly worried that this is something that is going to drag down other Senate Republicans who are incumbents. And he said that if Roy Moore refuses to withdraw and he wins, the Senate should expel him. Now, that is something that would take two-thirds of the chamber to push forward. So that would need Democratic support.
Donald Trump Jr. confirms that he did have conversations with WikiLeaks during the presidential campaign.
This is yet another level of interest by the campaign and foreign assistance, and not just any foreign assistance, but foreign assistance tied to the Kremlin.
Intelligence Committee member Adam Schiff weighing in. Well, after nearly 2 weeks in Asia, President Trump is coming back to the U.S. today to face, among other things, tax reform. John Lawrence reports.
While still in Asia, President Trump tweeted that the House and Senate are getting close to coming up with a tax reform plan. Supporters say the tax deal will create jobs and boost pay. But critics, like Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, aren't happy.
All studies agree. This is a tax hike for millions of middle-class families.
Another issue swirling around Washington, D.C., Roy Moore's controversial Senate bid. More than 20 Republicans want him to step down due to sexual assault allegations. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The Treasury Department is reporting that the federal government began its new budget year with an October deficit of $63.2 billion. It's up sharply from a year ago. October 2016 ran a deficit of $45.8 billion. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The election in Virginia was a week ago, but provisional ballot counts have not changed the standings in two close races that could determine which party controls the House of Delegates. Ballot counting efforts are still underway in a third race. Democrats have picked up 15 House seats so far. If they flip one more, the chamber would be tied. Recounts are possible in all three of those races. The time has come for the Montgomery County School Board to vote on the school calendar for next year. And one board member is cautioning parents.
Not everybody's going to be pleased with the outcome of the vote.
That's Board of Education member Patricia O'Neill. The board is expected to accept the superintendent's proposed calendar, which includes cutting spring break from 10 to 6 days. O'Neill says 2,000 people submitted comments on the proposed calendar. Many of them want the 10-day spring break.
It's not possible to do a full spring break, given the constraints.
Including the fact that schools have to close on Election Day and both Jewish holidays fall on weekdays. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
New Carrollton police are looking for a suspect and a motive in the shooting death of a man whose body was found outside an apartment complex last night. It happened around 7:30 on 85th Avenue in New Carrollton. The name of the victim not released. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is declaring war on rats. Bowser points out some new tactics the city's been using in the rat battle, including smart trash cans that keep rats out and a grant program for local businesses to get rid to get trash compactors.
The Department of Health, in particular, has the unit in the government that responds to complaints about rats and works with homeowners and businesses about ways to abate rats.
Bowser says even one rat in the district is one too many. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,440. The Nasdaq at 67.58. Sports, the Wizards pound Sacramento. Monday Night Football, the Panthers beat the Dolphins, and the Caps are in Nashville tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turned first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear. British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions, the brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
Schedule your MRI at Washington Open MRI at 866-MRI-ASAP.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Work crews are out in front of the Kennedy Center, Rock Creek Parkway, and that stretch are alternating under flagman direction, so do watch. Really off to a nice quiet start here. No problems reported currently around the Capitol Beltway, so that looks good. Virginia, Maryland, 95, 395 between Stafford and the 14th Street Bridge. Good, nice and quiet there as is 270 and the ride coming south for the Beltway off of 95. In the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperatures staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, we'll go up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Manassas, 30 in Olney, 41 degrees in Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is considering hiring a special counsel to investigate the Clinton Foundation. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM. And AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning to you. 507 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk coming up. 6 o'clock this morning, Peter Morici, an economist from the University of Maryland, joins us to discuss the latest with the tax plan. The House and Senate move along this week. 6:35, Keith Koffler joins us. He's the author of Bannon, Always the Rebel. I want to talk about Steve Bannon with him, a guy he just spent many hours interviewing for this new book. 7:05 this morning, Byron York, a Washington Examiner reporter. He's going to talk about the dossier, the latest in the Trump dossier. There's actually news on that, as always. And Roy Moore, that race in Alabama. 8:05 this morning, Britt Henry. We've got her. She's a former ESPN reporter. Going to talk about a lot of sports news to include Roger Goodell and Colin Kaepernick being named to GQ Magazine's Person of the Year, Citizen of the Year, rather. And then Jack Evans joins us at 8:15 as a D.C. council member. Discuss all these people trying to ditch their fares on the Metro. Oh, my. All ahead on Mornings of the Mall. Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning. So, you touched on this, Vince, with Colin Kaepernick. Let's discuss Colin Kaepernick, shall we? So first we had Caitlyn Jenner being named Woman of the Year by, I believe it was Vogue magazine. I believe it was Vogue. And now we've got Colin Kaepernick appearing on the cover of GQ, an upcoming issue of GQ, naming him one of its 2017 Men of the Year. And he is featured on the cover with the caption that says, Citizen of the Year. Also in the issue, Stephen Colbert, Gal Gadot, and Golden State Warriors forward Kevin Durant.
Right.
So they're also, and I believe there are four different covers that they're because they show covers of each one of them. So I'm assuming that they're each on a cover. So here's the thing, Colin Kaepernick, Citizen of the Year. Can you think of anybody else who would be a better Citizen of the Year? They deem him the man who became a movement. And the piece is pretty, of course, as glowing as you would expect. It's the cover story. They say Colin Kaepernick will not be silenced. The editors wrote that he wanted to contribute to the article. He wanted to contribute to the article, and he helped connect them with 10 of his friends and confidants. He posed for a series of photos in Harlem, but he declined to provide quotes for the story itself. He said he prefers to remain silent. The article says, as his public identity has begun to shift from football star to embattled activist, he has grown wise to the power of his silence. So 888 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. Anybody you can think of that deserves this far more than Colin Kaepernick? Are you like, hey, you know what? The man started a movement. He's, love him or hate him, he's started a national movement. He has drawn attention to a cause that he feels greatly about. And as rapper J. Cole said, had he not taken a knee, this guy would be making millions of dollars right now, period, point blank. And that, and more important than the money was living his dream. He sacrificed his dream. So maybe he deserves to be Citizen of the Year. 888-630-9625.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the guy who had the AR-15 who stopped the Texas shooter. Maybe literally any of the troops that we've lost this year serving our country. Maybe any of their families. Maybe literally almost anybody else in the United States. By the way, isn't the idea that you're a good citizen be something that you sort of stand up for the integrity of the country? Stand up for the American flag, for instance? I mean, Colin Kaepernick is at the center of leading a movement against the United States, against the American flag. Remember his initial quotes on this when he was speaking, the limited time that we did hear him speaking about the controversy that he kicked off in the NFL was that he's not going to stand for a flag that represents a country that oppresses black people. Remember that? That was specifically against the flag. It wasn't an embracing of the First Amendment. It wasn't an embracing of the country. It was a rejection of the country. He didn't like it. He was upset with it. So he was going to kneel during our national anthem as a result. Okay, that's his position. Make it clear, but that doesn't make you Citizen of the Year by any stretch of the imagination. I thought it was interesting that you mentioned that he said that he would remain silent.
Yeah, the power of silence.
Well, that, look, buddy, your ideas are subject to scrutiny right now and have been for many months. They've actually created some controversy in the United States. You would think that maybe you would speak a little bit so that you can put your ideas to the test. So that somebody could actually challenge you on what you believe and why you got this started. But no, you'll remain silent, and you'll let others debate it. You'll let others co-opt your movement, actually. You'll let people claim that this is a pro-American movement. When you, again, from the outset, were clear about what it was. It was a rejection of the United States. So that's why when GQ throws down its award on its magazine cover, and I don't know, again, that's a questionable value in an industry that's clearly dying. What does it mean to be Citizen of the Year, and who would be better? I think there are a lot of people vying for that candidacy who would be much better, regardless of whether or not GQ says it. I think there's a lot of people out there who could qualify as the Citizen of the Year, not Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, who would you like to nominate a Citizen of the Year? I go for J.J. Watts. He raised, I just looked it up at the last count, $37 million for hurricane relief. $37 million. And Colin Kaepernick is Citizen of the Year. So I go J.J. Watts. That's just me. How about you? 888-630-9625. Chris in Woodbridge. Good morning, Chris. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Who do you nominate for Citizen of the Year?
Good morning, folks. I'll tell you what, you don't even have to look that far. Let's just say any member of our armed forces, period.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, and you know what kills me is, you know, they did this big thing for Veterans Day weekend. You know, they did a big thing for Veterans Day weekend, and the players were all going to stand because it's not about our troops. Did anybody look at the stands? Did you see some of the pictures of the stands? So you got people. It's almost like the NFL can't win because they're so far removed.
Yeah, Green Bay, Chicago, half full the stadium.
Yeah.
Half full.
I have a friend who is a diehard Giants fan, and you have to pay a license. I don't know. You pay some kind of fee. Like, he didn't go.
Well.
He didn't go.
That game in particular, just not to stray too much, but these were the two losingest teams in the NFL facing each other. I'd be shocked if they could put many butts in seats.
Yeah, I'm with you, Chris. Any member of our military, I think, should be Citizen of the Year. You know why? Because they volunteered to do it. They volunteer to put on that uniform to protect you, Colin Kaepernick, and to protect the rest of us. And so I have a mad respect for members of our military. Also, you know, like police, I could never do that job. So when somebody does a job that I admire and I know that I don't have what it takes to do that job, I really admire them. Like I could never be in the armed forces. I'm not a big rule follower when it comes to certain things, and so I think they would have me doing a lot of things that I would think were dumb, and I would have problems.
But could you not be in the NFL?
Could I not be? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you could do Colin Kaepernick's job.
That's true. I couldn't figure out where you were going. Let's quickly get Michael in Upper Marlboro in here. Michael, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. That was funny.
Thanks.
Good morning. I nominate President Trump. This man gave up $1 billion lifestyle to try to fix this country, and all he gets is criticism for it.
It's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point. Although, are you comparing him to Colin Kaepernick, though, who gave up millions of dollars to stand up for his beliefs?
Not at all.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Only one of those guys actually hugged an American flag on stage. That was Donald Trump.
That's very true. And over a Veterans Day weekend, hugged a Vietnam vet. Did you see that? That was very powerful as well. Michael, thanks. Thank you. Drive safely this morning. 888-630-9625. Who do you nominate who you feel is more qualified than Colin Kaepernick to be Citizen of the Year? This should pretty much be easy.
Yeah, I want to share with you something a former ESPN reporter said yesterday about this. I think you'll like it. She joins us later in the show, but let me first share with you her quote when we return.
All right. 5:15. Net WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a nice quick peek here at traffic because not too much to talk about. Beltway's in good shape, as is 66 coming through Gainesville, through Falls Church inside the Beltway. 270, no worries here between Frederick and the Capitol Beltway. So that checks out fine. Park Police not working anything either on the B-Dub, George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway. So good to go. We do have that work zone, though, near the Kennedy Center on the Rock Creek Parkway. Do watch for flagmen to get you around there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy with a high of 52. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 36. And tomorrow, generally sunny. Few afternoon clouds, high of 52. And currently in our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 5:16 on WMAL.
And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Download the app for free or go to spothero.com. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
So, Colin Kaepernick, named Citizen of the Year by GQ. Who would you name Citizen of the Year? Is Colin Kaepernick? Do you agree with them? 888-630-9625.
I want to share with you real quick, ESPN, former ESPN reporter Britt McHenry, who's joining us this morning at 8:05 to talk about this and other things. She said yesterday, she wrote the following, quote, "Wear socks depicting police officers as pigs. Wear Fidel Castro as a fashion statement in Miami. Sue NFL for collusion when girlfriend compares owners to slave owners. Win Citizen of the Year. Serve in the U.S. military? Nothing. What a joke, GQ."
Yeah. I just got a text that said, what about the Redneck Navy? Remember them? The guys who take their boats they went and they volunteered their time in their boats and everything
during
else.
Harvey.
And they went and they went and they rescued people. What about those guys? They're as a group.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. So the person who just texted me, you got Vince's approval.
Yeah.
Arnold's in D.C. Arnold, who do you nominate or do you agree with Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, I think we should just leave it as Colin Kaepernick, but change it to Comrade of the Year.
He would probably love that. Why do I think he would think that that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, he'd embrace it.
And do you think the readers of GQ would get the joke?
It would go well with his Castro shirt.
Oh, they definitely wouldn't.
Yeah, they wouldn't get the joke, which would make it hilarious. Because they wouldn't get it, and we would get it. And the joke's on them. I love it when I get the joke and the other person doesn't, because that so rarely happens. So I like it when I actually get the joke. I'm like, yes! Arnold, I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. 888-630-9625. Richard in Falls Church, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Mary?
I'm doing just fine.
I think that the two Capitol police officers that save Steve Scalise and all the other congressmen and senators should be our Citizens of the Year. And Colin Kaepernick, I think we ought to make him an enemy combatant, send him on down to Guantanamo since he likes Cuba so much.
Yeah, it was the Capitol police officers you're referring to were David Bailey and Crystal Griner.
Yes.
And the also responding were the Alexandria police officers, Nicole Battaglia, Alexander Jensen, and Kevin Joe. But it was those two Capitol police officers who were there first and exchanged fire. And you're right, what a great idea to nominate those guys, especially because, in the words of those congressmen and senators who were present that day, they helped avert a massacre. the fact that in that case especially, there was instantly good guys with guns available to exchange fire, to be able to protect them, even as Scalise went down on second base. I mean, just unbelievable, and the bravery that they showed by returning that fire and standing there. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that too. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. Let's try to get Tina in Warrenton in here. Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Who do you nominate?
Well, I have to agree that the military or the police really stand out. And everyday people who help at volunteering, like at food shelters, and you know, your point on J.J. Watts was also very good. People who stood out and helped the hurricane victims, outside of the fact that he makes a lot of money, too. I don't think Kaepernick has even moved from his house that he lives in. It's a pretty big house.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know what Kaepernick is doing now. What is rumor? Remember, we talked about a rumor that he was going to have a contract. His agent said he'd have a contract.
There's one of those every week. Yeah, there's
yeah. Some, a citizen is proud of this country.
Yes,
with
yeah.
all its faults, it's proud of this country. It's the only country that we can have debates like this, and we can stand next to someone who makes your skin burn, and yet defend that they're allowed to have the opinion. But the flag stands for that.
Yep. Absolutely, and the flag stands. See, that's the whole thing. Tina, thank you so much. We appreciate your comments. 888-630-9625. We have Colin Kaepernick appearing on the cover of GQ. They named him one of their 2017 Men of the Year, but under his cover, he is Citizen of the Year. Do you agree with that? Woodrow in Purcellville. Good morning, Woodrow. Welcome to Mornings on the
morning.
Mall.
Morning, how are you?
Good, so go ahead.
I would nominate any conservative woman over Colin Kaepernick because they have the strength to stand up for what is right. End of statement.
And some of them are more men. I don't mean that in a bad way, but they're stronger than a lot of guys I know. Do you know what, right? There's some conservative women who stand up for what they believe in who are stronger than some liberal guys I know.
I wonder, I can't even imagine, but how tough is it? Is it tough to be a conservative woman in a workplace to, like, bring up your politics?
You just don't.
You know what I mean? It's just like, you
well,
know.
Here it's super easy.
Right, yeah. We hired you for this, Mary.
Here it's super easy. But, you know, that's a good question. I think, you know, conservatives just go sit in the closet, you know? We let the gays out, and now the conservatives have moved in.
I've got one more nominee for this.
Of course you do.
I've got plenty, but I've got one. Do you have any
nominees? 888-630-9625-522 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com. It's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here with my friend JJ, who decided after hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss that he was going to give it a go. So, JJ, what made you want to try EMP 180?
Well, what really pushed me over the edge was my son had to draw a picture of his family for school, and he drew, you know, stick figures for himself, for his sister, for his mother. And for me, he drew a stick figure and then a big circle around the middle.
Oh, man.
It made me realize that I needed to be a better dad, to be a better husband, to be a better example, and to be better for myself. And so, you know, when I heard your ads, I thought I'd give it a shot.
Amazing. So now you just got started, but how has your experience been starting the plan?
They have been really helpful with some issues I had with some medications I was taking, and they worked on that really closely with me. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan. It really is something that they work with you to customize. So it was great.
So there you have it. Do what I did. Do what a lot of people are doing. And check out EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. Two locations, Tyson's Corner and Rockville. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life, for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turned first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC7 News at 5.
It's 5:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Metro Rail riders, late clearing track work gives us some delays here to start. On the Blue Line, there's single tracking between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard, so expect delays. It's chilly out there, so bundle up. No problems right now, though, on the roads. On the Beltway, looks good. Virginia, Maryland, 95, 395. Looks like a great time to get across the 14th Street Bridge, head into our nation's capital. Southeast Southwest Freeway with lanes open. 270, here we come out of Frederick. Starting to see a little bit of volume just as you merge past the Monocacy in Urbana and as you approach and pass the exit for 109. But that's about it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking Tuesday, a little overcast early, otherwise partial clouds and sunshine. We'll make it to about 52. Tonight, clear 36 outside the Beltway, colder. Sun and clouds on Wednesday, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 40 degrees at 526 on WMAL. Talking about Colin Kaepernick being named Citizen of the Year by GQ Magazine in their last attempt to be relevant. They have the 2017 Men of the Year issues. And it's interesting because Stephen Colbert is one. Gal Gadot, who's a woman, and Kevin Durant, also named in the 2017 Men of the Year issue. I'm very confused. But who do you think deserves Citizen of the Year? Colin Kaepernick, John in Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, John.
The taxpayers. The American taxpayer gets up every morning, goes to work, and does a full day. And at the end of the week, he looks at his paycheck, he goes, oh, crap.
Right. It's very true. If it weren't for us, what, 47-48% of the country wouldn't be skating right now, right? We're the ones who pull double the load. I love it, John. Thank you so much. Although GQ would never put taxpayers, I don't think, on the cover of their magazine. John, thank you.
I nominate John Kelly for the following.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred and looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life, the dignity of life, was sacred. That's gone.
Yep. And meant much more. I think John Kelly caused us all to take pause and to make the country a better place that day when he said that.
Well,
and a whole lot more he's done, I think, for this country.
Yeah, well said. It is 5:28 on WMAL.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
Coming up on WMAL, Uranium One. Remember Uranium One and the dossier? Well, we have some more news on that. It involves Donald Trump Jr. Also, Rand Paul is back. And he had something to say. We'll tell you what it was. We'll share it with you. It's 5:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A controversy in Stafford County could help determine which party controls the Virginia House of Delegates next year. Stafford's Electoral Board has put off until today a decision on certifying some absentee and provisional ballots. Going into the election a week ago, Republicans held a 66-34 advantage in the House, but Democrats gained at least 15 seats last Tuesday. The ultimate balance of power depends on the outcome of three races that are still up in the air. After nearly 2 weeks in Asia, President Trump is returning to the U.S.
President Trump says House and Senate leaders are getting close to a tax reform plan. Supporters say it'll create jobs. Critics say it's a tax hike for the middle class. Another issue in Washington, D.C. is Donald Trump Jr.'s private messages with WikiLeaks. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
British Prime Minister Theresa May has strong words for Russia over what she calls its attempts to weaponize information and undermine Western institutions.
I have a very simple message for Russia. We know what you are doing, and you will not succeed.
Speaking in London, May accused Moscow of meddling in elections and planting fake news stories. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a chorus of establishment Republicans now urging Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore to quit the race.
People like John Thune, the number three ranked Republican, saying that it's time for him to go. Gone are the if he's guilty, if the allegations are true caveats. Now it's just definitive. The real question right now is, what power do these Republicans who are being very clear right now that he needs to get out of the race actually have? And the answer is not a lot.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,440. The Nasdaq at 67,58. Sports sponsored by George Washington University Hospital. Monday Night Football, Carolina whips Miami. NBA, the Wizards easily handle Sacramento. NHL, the Caps are in Nashville tonight. And baseball's Rookies of the Year, the Yankees' Aaron Judge and the Dodgers' Cody Bellinger. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The George Washington University Hospital's Comprehensive Stroke Center, one of the few programs in the region prepared to handle the most critical strokes. To find a doctor, call 1-888-4-GW-DOCS or visit gwhospital.com.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turned first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6.
This is Alex Trebek inviting you to watch Jeopardy's $250,000 Tournament of Champions, showcasing our very smartest past winners. So the following categories will not appear. British ships sunk by icebergs, famous cartoon rabbits, sports played with frozen pucks, and finally, famous leaning towers of Italy. It's the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions, the brightest contestants and toughest categories. Next Jeopardy!
Tonight at 7:30 on ABC7. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270, starting to see just a little bit of volume for you here as you come out of the Frederick area, heading down toward Urbana, Hyattstown. On the Beltway, once you get there, no problems crossing the Legion Bridge at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Great time to move along through that stretch, too, without any delays. Now 95, slowest volume here, and then I am checking out Virginia through Dale City as you head toward the Occoquan as that just starts to slow down through there. 395 quiet across the 14th Street Bridge. Heads up on Metro Rail, Blue Line, single tracking between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard, so that means delays through that area. Late clearing track work is the issue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast around early this morning, otherwise partial clouds with clear sky. We'll probably take that right into the afternoon, 52. Tonight will clear down to 36. Outside the Beltway, colder. Sunny clouds tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Springfield, 32 in Kensington, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning. We've got a packed show for you. Joining us at 6:05, Peter Morici is with us. We'll talk to him about the tax plan at 6:35. Keith Koffler, he's author of Bannon, Always the Rebel. At 7:05, it's Byron York. At 8:05, Britt McHenry. She's a contributor at The Federalist. We're going to talk to her about Roger Goodell and Colin Kaepernick. And at 8:15, Jack Evans with the D.C. Council and Fare Evaders on the Metro. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonese.
Well, if you're wondering what Jeff Sessions is up to these days, other than attempts at using him to plug the hole that is Roy Moore in Alabama, we can talk about that a little later, he is apparently doing his job. A lot of conservatives concerned that the Justice Department wasn't investigating things that they really wanted the Justice Department to look into, i.e. Uranium One and the sale of Uranium One and 20% of the nation's uranium reserves to Russian control. What happened there? When was Hillary Clinton being investigated for this and her approval of it? How did all of this backroom dealing lead to the Russians obtaining control of all this uranium? Well, finally, we have some indication now. This comes after members of Congress, to include Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte and others, called for the appointment of a special counsel to investigate this. The matters here. Now Attorney General Sessions and has responded. Here's the letter from the Justice Department yesterday sent back to Congress. Quote, the Attorney General has directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate certain issues raised in your letters. This is according to Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd. Quote, these senior prosecutors will report directly to the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, as appropriate, and will make recommendations as to whether any matters not currently under investigation should be opened, whether any matters currently under investigation should require further resources, or whether any matters merit the appointment of a special counsel. The one other element here, the Justice Department, not in the business of confirming or denying investigations normally, James Comey notwithstanding. Boyd wrote that, quote, this letter should not be construed to do so. So this is basically the Justice Department saying, look, we're not going to acknowledge whether or not we do have an investigation going on into Uranium One. What we're going to tell you, members of Congress, is that we're taking your request seriously. We're going to assess all of our active investigations and our inactive investigations and figure out whether or not we need to change our posture as it relates to this case. One of those options is to appoint a special counsel, and we'll consider it. That's basically where they are. Well, that's encouraging. I mean, the idea that the Justice Department would at least say that much, that should offer some solace to the American public who are sitting here thinking to themselves, boy, justice is applied unevenly. Like, boy, our Justice Department isn't focused on the right things. It's nice to hear occasionally little burps of justice happening in the correct direction.
I just want to know, do we have to advertise for more special counsels and special prosecutors? Because I think we've pretty much used them all so far with all of the investigations that are going on. Because it seems like once a week we hear there's a new special counsel or there's a new special investigator. It's craziness. It's like how many do we know how many special investigations are going on right now? There's got to be, what, 5, 6, 7, something like that?
Really?
Don't you think?
That many? Yeah, I mean, it's just... But the problem with these special counsel investigations is that their mandates normally don't have much of a limit. Their budgets are definitely unlimited, and these things grow out of control. So the hope would be that the FBI can handle it themselves and get something done.
Well, that's the problem. Why do we have the FBI if they can't do any of this?
Yeah, like, why do we need to keep creating special counsels?
Right, exactly. Let's just get rid of the FBI. We'll just have special counsels. But I do have to say that it does make me feel good to know that they may actually finally be looking into Hillary Clinton.
Now, the funny thing about this, like, looking into Hillary Clinton thing, like, the reaction from the left routinely since Election Day has been like, how dare you? And even with this latest story, now the reaction is, how dare you, President Trump, use the powers of the government to go after a political opponent? The notion being that somehow Hillary Clinton should not be subject to any scrutiny. That because she's not in office, the only people we investigate are people who are sitting presidents of the United States. Is that the concept now? Like,
well, when the Democrats aren't in power, that's the concept. When the Democrats are in power, that's not the concept. How do you not know the rules yet, Vince?
Again, justice should be applied evenly. It doesn't matter who you are. It does matter if you had a position of power and you exploited it at the expense of the American people. Yeah, we should look into that. And there shouldn't be some sort of statute of limitations that involves that your job is not the one you wanted, so therefore we're going to stop the investigation.
Yeah, come on. There's just so much, and you're right. That, you know, how many of us have been sitting here going, when is this going to happen? When are we going to look into Uranium One? When are we going to look into the Clinton Foundation? When are we going to... Because for so many people, you just sit here and look at this, and you're like, okay, I'm not a legal mind. I'm not a brilliant legal mind. I can look at this and go, probably something not right here.
Just tell us you looked into it. That's all we want to know. That's all we want to know is that you at least, you know, lifted the curtain a little bit. You're going to look inside, see what's going on.
But I want to make sure if they're going to look into it, I want to make sure it's legitimate and it's not just for show. If it's just going to be a dog and pony show, then don't spend my taxpayer money on it. Like, actually really do it. Like, actually really genuinely investigate.
Well, speaking of dog and pony shows, there's also this request from Congress to look into the FBI's handling of the Clinton email probe, and they want to know whether or not the DOJ and FBI policies or procedures were not followed in connection with or in actions leading up to James Comey's public announcement to close the email matter on July 5th of 2016. So in this letter, the Justice Department responding to Congress says the department has forwarded a copy of your letters to the IG, the Inspector General, so he can determine whether he should expand the scope of his investigation based on the information contained in those letters. So they're doing more looking into that as well. So there's some further confirmation that they're going to dig a little bit more into the email
probe. This is going to go on for a really, really long time. 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve has released details of the latest counterstrikes against ISIL in Syria and Iraq. Task Force officials define a strike as one or more kinetic events that occur in roughly the same geographic location to produce a single, sometimes cumulative effect. All results reported are based on initial assessments by ground and air. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
And coming up at 7:05, Byron York from the Washington Examiner will be with us to talk more on the Russian dossier. It is now 5:45. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, good morning. Have you covered on the roads and the rails? Let's start with Metro Rail, where they're single tracking the Blue Line trains because of late clearing track work. So because of the single tracking between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard, it kind of has a trickle-down effect. We have delays now on the Orange Line and the Silver Line as well. So get ready for that on the Metro Rail. It's going to take a little extra time. Northwest D.C. in the Columbia Heights area, 14th Street at Harvard Street. That's south of Columbia Road. Right in that stretch, I am seeing delays each direction because of the crash in the intersection, 14th and Harvard Street. No problems to report coming across the 14th Street Bridge into town. Looks good. Nice and quiet on the southeast, southwest freeway. Give you a thumbs up there. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, Legion Bridge, and for the entire Beltway, running well. We're off to a good start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel 4.
Not a terrible looking forecast. Nice dry pavement out there. Temperatures staying a few degrees down below average. Average high is 59. Some clouds early and on the chilly side this afternoon. Partial clouds and sunshine, 52. Tonight, 36 and clear. Tomorrow, we'll go up to 53 with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently, our nation's capital, 40 degrees at 5:47 on WMAL.
So we're finally hearing now from Senator Rand Paul, who has returned now to Capitol Hill after that attack. He got back to Capitol Hill Monday after he was brutally attacked at his home a little less than 2 weeks ago. And that was when he was mowing his lawn. He was tackled by his neighbor, Rene Boucher, resulting in some broken ribs. And it's wild. But, you know, we keep on looking for an explanation. Like, what was the reason for this? Like, why did somebody attack you? Why did your next-door neighbor of, like, decades just blindside tackle you for no reason whatsoever? Like, what's the deal? Like, what was the motive behind it? Rand Paul being kind of opaque about this, not giving us clear answers. Quote, this is him speaking to Paul Bedard at the Washington Examiner. He knew of no motive that would have sparked his neighbor to hit him from behind. Quote, from my perspective, I'm not really too concerned about what someone's motive is. I'm just concerned that I was attacked from the back and somebody broke six of my ribs and gave me a damaged lung where, at least for now, I have trouble speaking and breathing, and now I've hurt for 10 days. He was having trouble speaking to Paul Bedard. He was breathing heavily, having the problems with his ribs as he was explaining this. He suffered six broken ribs, cuts on his face, he has fluid built up in his chest, and recovery is expected to take months, and he said that the pain is great. He said nothing could excuse this attack. Quote, really, if you told me he was doing it for some noble cause to feed starving children somewhere, there's no motive. There's no motive that would justify hitting somebody like that from behind and breaking their ribs and damaging their lungs. So no, there is no justification for something like that, he said, between breaths. My first encounter was basically being hit in the back. We've never had words over anything. We've never had a dispute or a discussion or words. And then he said that there's going to be a criminal prosecution, and he felt a little limited about what else he could say. So that might be the explanation here about why he's not being forthcoming with the rationale. That's something to do with the criminal prosecution is precluding him from being detailed.
Yeah, absolutely. And from what I understand, this is still being treated as a misdemeanor. If I'm right, unless they've upped the charges
right now. Yes.
Yeah, a misdemeanor. And I just don't think, because, you know, the reason it hurts so bad is, first of all, you know, just trying to breathe, which you even do in your sleep, it hurts. And every time you move your upper body, which is for everything, it hurts. So there's just no relief. There's not a position you can get in that makes that feel better. That's a tough recovery.
And so the whole thing is wild, because it all started, obviously, we saw the attack, and then it came out, like, a bunch of places, I think Newsweek and others were like, well, this is a dispute over lawn clippings or something, or the way that Rand Paul tends to his property, that he's somehow, like, poor at landscaping. Then the neighbors all come out, start contacting news publications, specifically mostly conservative publications, to give on-the-record statements about how great of a neighbor Rand Paul is, and that this is crazy. Rene Boucher, by the way, has been pretty public about how much he dislikes Trump, dislikes Republicans. No social media postings that anybody's found of note involving Rand Paul specifically, but he's a socialist. I mean, he's, like, pretty out there as a lefty and not really hiding his feelings on social media. So that led to instant speculation that this was a politically motivated attack, which accelerates the legal crisis here for Rene Boucher. So we'll see. But I was, like, stunned. I read this article yesterday. I'm seeing Rand Paul's comments for the first time. I'm like, finally, we'll get some answers. The man not giving us answers.
No.
Like, come on, be like a Paul. The Paul family's known for speaking its mind. Do it now.
Well, clearly there's, like you said, because of criminal prosecution, that he probably has been told by his lawyer not to say. Don't say too much. But even the Washington Examiner here is saying that early on, that several of the neighbors reached out to them and to reject claims that the dispute was related to poor landscaping, and there has never been a complaint about Rand Paul filed with the Community's Homeowners Association.
Yeah. And one of the neighbors was like, he's good at mowing his lawn. I want him to mow my lawn. I'm like, look, man, he's got enough to do. He's a doctor, a senator. He doesn't need to be mowing your lawn, okay? Relax.
I'm surprised he does it himself, right? He does it himself. 5:51, it's time for El Rush Boat.
The problems at ESPN continue. Last April, they let go 100 people. That was after they laid off 5% of the workforce in 2015. But the bloodletting wasn't over. ESPN is now terminating another 100 people. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the ESPN layoffs will hit employees in a number of divisions and include some on-air talent and executives. The downtrend includes their subscriber base, too. In September, at the beginning of football season, ESPN reportedly lost nearly 7,000 subscribers a day. Over the course of a month, they lost over 200,000 households. They've lost over 12 million subscribers in just the last 5 years. They now have the lowest number in a decade. Now, ESPN's management hasn't figured out why this is happening. They say it's cord cutting, but they don't explain why cords are being cut. Now, it can't possibly be the amount of time ESPN spent delving into politics from a left-wing perspective, could it? Or it couldn't be the anti-Trump rants from some of their sports commentators, or the short shrift given to actually covering sports. Now, there's no way that could upset subscribers who tune in for news about sports. I guess the problems at ESPN will just remain a great big mystery, an unsolved mystery forever. Kind of like why CNN can't figure out why nobody watches them. Thank you, Russians.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, the people at LifeLock wanted me to remind you there's a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements, that might offer you some protection. But they only offer a limited view of what actually is going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect it if your personal information is for sale on the dark web. That's why there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can see more identity threats that you may otherwise miss. Join now, get 10% off. Just go to promo code RUSH at 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% now at LifeLock.com.
They called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, it's been a pleasant 5 o'clock hour, so that means you're off to a good start here around the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland. Virginia on 95, slow stretch really, Dale City toward the Occoquan. We'll take it. 66 starting to bunch up a bit in Manassas. Normal delays 270, Urbana down toward 109. Now, what you do need to know, if you take Metro Rail, they're still single tracking the Blue Line trains between Addison Road and Morgan Boulevard. Late clearing track works problem there, but has a trickle effect, not only Blue Line delays, but also Orange and Silver Line delays as well. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking day today. A few clouds around. Otherwise, lots of sunshine and about 52. Most of those clouds early. Clear tonight, 36. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 41 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by BMW of Sterling.
BMW of Sterling now gives you the power to buy and trade online. Click and buy online with free delivery. Go to BMWofSterling.com for full details and to experience BMW's Road Home Sales event. Your BMW is a click away with free delivery from BMW of Sterling.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. Oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, Uber drivers turned first responders, the life-risking trend of riders calling Uber instead of 911 to save money. Plus, we're giving away $100 in turkey bucks. ABC7's Good Morning Washington. Watch tomorrow morning at 6. Imagine buying a car and 2 days later hearing water rush through your car when you brake.
This had to be somewhere underwater.
Seven on Your Side investigates flooded cars being sold and how you can avoid buying one. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 5.
This is Vince Colonnais. Recently, I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. And they asked me, would you like to borrow the ATS for a couple days? And I was like, yeah, you should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in sport mode and felt pretty great doing it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business. And it's not really a hard sell. Trust me. These cars are gorgeous, luxurious, and powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that's the way to go. Check it out. And for the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
One of Steve Bannon's biggest candidates under fire right now in Alabama. What would Bannon do in this situation? Keith Coffler just wrote a new book about him. He joins us in the next hour.
And remember that tax plan? Remember there we're supposed to all get tax cuts? Whatever happened to that? Where is it? What's going on and what's in it? Well, Peter Morici has all the answers for us. He is also coming up on Mornings on the Mall. It is now 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, and WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM